Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Gavlik, who's unmarked as he streaks away into an open goal.
Hit the boundary line.
Oh, the post is broken. Matthews hit it.
Boy, oh, boy, wow, wee. He shoots towards goal. What more can you say?
Hello and welcome to the Herald Sun Super Footy Podcast. My name is Sam Landsberger. Joining me is Scott Gallen and Chris Kavanagh. Boys, what a weekend of finals to kick us off. Let's start with who is the team to beat after round one?
Oh.
Come on, Scotty.
I had the privilege of sitting in the crowd on Saturday. You know, we don't get to do that often. That might sound a bit silly to our listeners, but we don't get to mix with the punters. And, wow, we.
Did you have a scarf on with certain colours?
No. Well, my team was playing in Perth, as you know. No, it was Geelong Collingwood, and it was a hell of a game. So, I was happy with the Cats. I'm happy with the Pies, to be honest. I'm still in their camp. One of those. Well, I wouldn't write the Pies off. And I think the Cats, that was their tight one, you know, nervous one. I reckon they'll play a lot freer from now on.
What about you, Cav? Is there a clear favourite in your eyes?
Well, I had the Cats before entering finals, and I think I'm sticking with them as much as Sydney are looking like a very good chance as well. And I'm with Scotty. I think Collingwood could still... go the hard way and get there.
Where about you, my friend?
The Swans are that far in front.
Oh!
Yeah, been on them for a while.
That far in front?
Oh, I think so. I thought a little while ago the Quinella Geelong Sydney looked all right at about $8.
Wow, you're riding that home.
Have a little nibble.
I like them. They clearly play a good style. They're confident. They're young. They're exciting. Is there any flaws in the makeup? I'm trying to think of any.
Well, there's a player called Al Franklin who has drawn a bit of criticism. But there's two ways you can look at that, isn't it? I mean, did he take the best defender and allow Logan McDonald, Sam Reid to draw an easier opponent? Or is he cooked?
I think it's probably somewhere in between. I think he was getting beaten on the night and played a team role a little bit. I'm not going to say he's cooked, no. But... he's not the Lance we know, and thinking he's just going to turn it on now in finals, I don't think you can just accept that.
I'll say that front. If the grand final was this week, Geelong-Sydney, I'd be tipping Sydney, but I reckon it would be about as 50-50 grand final as I can remember in recent
years.
What
about playing a prelim at home? They don't like their own dung heap anymore. Is this correct? You're a stats man. They don't like the SCG this year.
Oh, they got the Pies there easily about a month ago.
I wasn't here.
They have what? They lost. They've dropped a couple of games early. I think Freo and Gold Coast might have gone there. But I think, they smacked the Dogs there on a Thursday night, and it was all over about 5 minutes in. I think they'll be quite comfortable.
Wow, he's going hard.
On their own digs.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, I think the second half of the year, they've been a little bit better at home, the Swans, but certainly the first half, they were slow.
I reckon since the Essendon game, they've been the best team in it.
They had COVID that round or something, I heard. Oh, well, Whisper?
They MCG let down, but I mean, since that game, I think if you want to bring the stats out, then number one for pressure, number two for points, number two for points against. Just some premiership profile ingredients.
Wow, there you go. Get on. They'd be, they shortened, didn't they? You were on the $8 Quinella.
I think that was right. It was a few weeks ago. But the Cats are still premiership favourites. Hey, what about the moment of week one finals? Is there one play, one act that stood out?
I'll go first. My man, Gary Rowan.
I mean,
if ever a man cops it, and rightfully so, he couldn't go near a football in his previous four or five finals outings. He was outstanding. He did fluff the witty goal, which was funny.
Quite humorous.
That would have kept... But hats off to him. I mean, he did... I think we all wrote about it. He came in with the most pressure, which is a bit silly, and Chris Scott took offence to that. But he delivered those marks, the goals, good on him. I thought, well done, you deserve one tick, finally.
Yeah, in my mind, I can't go past the Tom Lynch well, miss or review, whatever you want to call it. I mean, that one sticks out for me as a Tigers fan.
Well, but, there it is. Yes. He's got his duffel coat.
I might borrow your Tigers duffel coat. I thought there was a more outlandish decision in that game.
Oh.
And it was arguably just as costly. In the, I think, the second quarter when Liam Baker stepped out of bounds, having taken the advantage. And
yeah, that was ridiculous.
Maybe pay the free kick okay, but no game awareness to pay the 50. And then the young first gamer, Darcy Wilmot, goes back and kicks a goal. And
so you, who are you critical of, the umps or Baker?
The umps. The no game awareness.
It shouldn't have been a free kick. They don't take in the fact that the player realised, I'm over, so now I don't have to try.
And then,
do they? They just pay it anyway.
And later on in the game, I think Richmond got a 50-metre penalty in defence, and Baker went to take it from the original spot because he didn't hear the 50 call. So he's actually maybe got a bit of an alibi that he was unaware of the first one. I think maybe the free kick okay, but a bit of game awareness. Don't pay the 50. Wow. And it costs them a goal and they're out by less than a kick.
Yeah. And I just got back in the country. I'm still waiting for the AFL's verdict. That point's still okay.
Well, they've promised to step the Tigers through it at some stage. That stage is yet to occur. Yeah.
In like December when everything's calmed down. Wowee.
It is. I think Dimmer voiced it perfectly, that the players, the fans and the club, they deserve to know the process because, in his words, it's cost the club millions of dollars.
Well,
I think just footy fans, like, just be transparent. If it was the right call,
back
no
yourself
worries.
In.
Show us a camera angle that showed it was the right call.
It was a world record. An unknown spokesman came out quickly and said, "Oh yeah, no, that's we've confirmed it."
Yeah.
In world record amount of time, it was like 10 minutes after the game. Come on, who confirmed that? Well, I didn't hear Brad Scott's voice behind that.
Now, Cav, paint the picture. Where were you watching? And did any objects become airborne at that stage? Or what was the reaction in the Tiger Lounge room?
Well, I actually wasn't watching live. I was on a plane back from Texas. So I missed the whole game.
He's been away as well.
Landed
getting
at
married,
Airport.
Of course. We broke that exclusively on the podcast
halfway there, mate. Halfway there. Desperately refreshing the apps when I landed back in Sydney after missing the game. But yes, I've watched a bit of it on the KO since then.
Trouble.
We'll move right along to the D's in Brisbane. Are we giving Brisbane a chance given the recent form against Melbourne? Or does that go out the window in finals and the D's are banged up and they're gettable? Which side of the coin do we sit?
No, I'm heavily Melbourne. I mean, Big O is a big loss. Their number of ruckman goes down. I mean, Fort's a good player. He can come in. I think Brisbane were lucky to beat Richmond. That was on their home. I don't think they're travelling at all. Lockie Neal aside, who's absolutely flying. Petraka, the injury's obvious. Petraka, if I'm Melbourne, I wouldn't play him. I'd back myself in. I know it's cutthroat and that's a big call, but you'd rather have Petraka for a prelim with a week's rest, wouldn't you? Like, we're sitting here going, we understand the broken leg, you can play with it, inverted commas, but he's still very sore. Would you? I mean, I have visions of Dusty Martin a couple of years. Remember that? He plodded around.
In the prelim.
Yeah, and he was hopeless.
Oh, I'm with you. The Corky is bad enough to miss a game. And then you've got a hairline fracture as well. And the risk of getting that, of copping a whack and getting a full break, and then you get plates in, and you know Barry Stoneham had that; it got infected. It was massive.
If a week can help him, you gotta not play him.
It's just the old. Was it Grant Thomas at the Saints? You just don't take injured players in the finals because it comes back to bite you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he got through training pretty well this morning, apparently, so that's a good sign. But
he's always going to do that.
Yeah,
I think this is where Goodwin and the hierarchy have to pull rank.
I don't think at training he would have had 18 blokes trying to absolutely twist and
smother
turn.
Smother every move.
Yeah.
Because the Lions, and their record at the gym, we know all that. I mean, did you get sold on anything they did against Richmond? I thought Richmond should have won that by 3 goals.
That's a good question. I think the fact that they've got reinforcements to come back, so Rayner will play, Answorth will play, I think that helps them. Obviously, as you point out, the Big O is out. And coming up against Gorn and Jackson, that is ominous.
Yeah, can you? Why did Max Gorn start at full forward?
I've been out of the country as well.
And all year.
I've come back and he's a full forward as well. So when I left, he was a ruckman.
Did I miss something? I mean, Max has shown he can kick a goal here and there, but what, you had to give Jackson a little bit of love or something? What, mate, you're the second stringer. Off you go.
Six All-Australians, not at full forward, but in the ruck.
Just thought it was a bad... I know coaches say, oh, starting on the bench and all that, it's not a big deal anymore. Well, it's a bit of a statement. Where's Max? Oh, he's down there. Oh, beauty. Let's go. Swans.
Speaking of the bench, how about Danger and Selwood starting on the pine?
Thankfully you brought this up. Selwood, yes, I get it. What's Patrick doing on the bench? And he continued to start on the bench each quarter.
And I don't think he's too happy about it.
Well, his body, he doesn't hide his displeasure. He's one of those ones. It's obvious. Tom Atkins in the middle, I get that. But there's not one spot out of 18 to put Patrick Dangerfield.
missed the first 8 minutes of the game. Didn't come on until after the 8-minute mark of the
first quarter. I'm glad.
And the Pies got the jump.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Has this been talked about? Because I was at that game, like I mentioned, I was just going, he's on the bench again.
Probably a bigger talking point if the result flips.
Yes. Mm. Well, I would want to see a change in that attitude.
We've gone slightly off topic, but on Friday night, just one more on Melbourne and Brisbane. Now, sledging gate. 2 weeks ago, Harrison Petty in tears.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now, what effect does that have on Friday night? Well, do the D's go after Zorko?
They have to.
About things that were said his way as well.
Yeah, I saw that Spin City. Oh. I think you've got to go at Zorko physically just to let him know, mate, no yapping tonight.
Yeah, I think Simon Goodwin said last night that they wouldn't be going at him. But
well, that means they are.
You'd suggest that they might, yes.
I mean, it's harder nowadays. You don't want to get suspended in finals, la, la, la. But I think you got to say, mate, you overstepped it. We're on to you tonight.
So who's the demon that can lead that?
Oh, well, Harmsy did a good job and got away with it on the weekend. Stephen May has
been giving him a few bumps on the way through, wouldn't he?
Forceful look on life. They've got a couple who could probably run into him. Look, it adds definitely the merit to what'll be a pretty exciting game if Brisbane can show up.
Yeah, well, they haven't in the two games they've played Melbourne this year, have they? So
they're allergic to the MCG.
I think this is right, but I think Brisbane's three losses to Melbourne in the last 12 months total 155 points, and their six other losses total like 47 points.
So you don't play Petrarca. There's the evidence right there.
You don't need him.
You don't need him. Yeah.
You'd rest him. Now, Saturday night, Collingwood Fremantle should be Collingwood Bulldogs. It isn't.
How far in front were we? That was a world
41,
record margin.
41. 40, was it 43 to 2, I think it was.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did Aaron Norton take a mark in the... Did anyone take a mark in the second half of that game?
I don't think so.
Wow. Frio, yeah, good luck. I'm very confident about Collingwood.
Really?
I'm very confident. I know Brayshaw Sarong looked good, but they did get stage fright. I know they can run. They're a good running side. They have won at the G this year and look quite good. I'm not getting spooked. I'm all chips in Collingwood.
Yeah. I'm with you there. Collingwood beat the Dockers in Perth in round 10 by 6 goals. So
there's my man here.
I think Taylor Adams is probably a big loss for the Pies.
Yeah, who comes in?
Is it like a Finn McRae or someone?
Our man.
Yeah.
Jack's boy.
Yeah.
I mean, Kruger was the sub, but he's not a like for life, no. So he won't come in for Adams.
What's happened to Henry? Oh, Ash Johnson's taking his role.
Yeah, and there's no way Ash Johnson's given that up.
How good's he become?
Yeah, probably McRae. Yeah.
I mean, the Dockers just scoring. How do they score? If Rory Lobb doesn't catch a few and kick, how do they score? I mean, what was it? 8-7 in the end against the Dogs, which is pretty average. How do they score enough to worry Collingwood? Who don't score a lot either.
No. Justin Lomu does know Collingwood pretty well. He obviously came from there as the defensive coach. He put together that Magpies backline. I love this, though. I was speaking to our chief, Mark Robinson, on Sunday, doing some digging together on
how
Fremantle got their midfield. So this is just extraordinary. Their starting midfield is Brayshaw, Sarong, Brody. Well, they gave up a packet of peanuts for Brody last year in a trade with the Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. They gave up Lockie Weller to get Andrew Brayshaw.
On a million
And they
bucks.
Gave up Bradley Hill to get the pick for Caleb Sarong.
It's complete genius.
So it is remarkable how they've assembled one of the great midfields in Sarong and Brayshaw for Weller and Brad Hill.
I mean, they've got pace. That's what you like about them, don't you? I mean, we saw it. Frederick, all those guys. Walters played well. He has to play well.
He started terribly. He missed a couple. Missed everything. And we thought, geez, he might be off here.
No, no, he wasn't.
Suddenly he did a 180.
I'm glad they got this far because they've had a great season. I think they'll win a flag. If they can jag a couple of recruits in the next 12 to 18 months. I think
Al Jackson?
Well, I mean, is he losing money by the day? How many good games has Al Jackson played? He played one against Brisbane recently, didn't
he? Yeah, round 23. He was probably close to best on, and then he got subbed out of the game. But, yeah, he was subpar on Friday night, it would be fair
to say. He's going to get a lot of money for potential, which he's not the only one. But he'll help Fremantle, obviously. But, yeah, he'd want to play a bit better.
Yeah, he's not quite the $7 million over 7 years that he was mid-season, is he, or earlier in the year.
So we'll wrap it up. Tips for Melbourne and Collingwood for you both, is that right?
Yeah, I think it'll follow that trend.
I'll agree with you there, and we'll take a short break. Bulldogs Radio.
Oh,
we can't call it that.
Very emotional.
We do want to have a look over at the Dogs and the Tigers, so it's season over for them. Now, Cav, we'll start with you and the Tigers.
Gone.
Where are they at, and what's going to happen to Martin, Jack, Cochin? We know Lambert and Edwards have retired. Where do they sit next year?
I think they're still right in the mix. I think there was a lot of games that they lost this year by very little. A lot of little things. Defensively, they weren't overly strong. There was a few key injuries at different times, Dylan Grimes last week. But, I think the future's reasonably bright. They've blooded quite a few young players this year. Noah Cumberland looks a really good player. You know, Josh Kipkus has had a good season. Tyler Sonzi played in the final the other day. Judson Clark has also debuted.
Rioli.
There's some talent there. Mm. And then, as Ralphie's reported on the weekend, Tim Taranto coming in on a seven-year deal. That'll help the midfield.
Please.
A lot, and potentially
seven.
Jacob Hopper.
Jacob Hopper will be there. I'm happy to say that.
Seven.
I think Geelong's aware. Yep. I mean, it's been. Oh no, seven.
Seven. He's a nice midfielder. Who? So you're telling me how old is he?
24.
It was a 2016 draft with McGrath and McCluggage. So that would make him 24.
So at 31, you're telling me that Tim Taranto is still going to be worth what?
$750 reportedly.
Please. Please. He's a nice player. 7 years.
You've got to pay overs to get good players.
I think you can't trust Dion Prestia's body anymore.
No,
I mean,
I'm over him.
That's the problem. So you've got to bring in someone, and either a Hopper or a Taranto or potentially both.
Both is what they need because their midfield's not as good as the elite anymore. It doesn't go as deep. I mean, obviously, Prestia keeps getting injured, Lambert out, Cochin old.
Yeah.
So they need, and good on them, they're going to sacrifice draft picks and get what they need.
So that... Hopper, I think Geelong, it's been widely reported that he's off to Geelong. I think Geelong is privately resigned that, no, we're actually probably going to miss out on this bloke.
How would they get him? Is he a free agent?
He's contracted for next year.
So it's a trade.
So it's a trade for both of them. Yeah, Taranto's out of contract, Hopper's in contract.
So how's Richmond orchestrated?
It's a very good question.
That's what I'm here for.
So I think Ralphie threw up last night, Ivan Soldo might appeal to the Giants, given they need a ruckman.
And Ivan only just signed a new deal last year too, the last 12 months.
So, what about picks?
Well, picks, I mean, they're going to have, they finished seventh, so they're going to have, 10 or 11 or so.
Have they got any in a... sneaky trade they did years ago or
You've
anything?
Put me on the spot here. I don't know off the top. I don't think so. They certainly don't have an extra first. I think they might have North Melbourne.
They've got North Melbourne's second rounder, which
so that's 19 20 will go to 20 after us.
So you do that for Hopper and the other one for Taranto and Soldo thrown in.
Yeah, that might just about get
and maybe
done.
Give them something for next year. You'd have to give them something else.
Maybe. Well, they'll probably shuffle six picks over two drafts to make it far complicated for all of us to understand.
That's what they need to do.
So if they bring in those two boys, Cav, does Cochin play on?
Well, I think Cochin is playing on, yes.
Should he play on?
He
probably,
needs to watch what Geelong did with Selwood this year. He can play that role. Miss every 4 or 5 weeks.
Start on the bench.
Yep. Play in the guts or play on the wing. Like, you can't put him in the forward line or anything silly. He is what he is.
Yeah.
But he can play 60% game time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What Geelong's done has been a masterclass.
Yeah. Oh, they've rewritten the playbook, haven't they?
Absolutely.
And losing some of those other older leaders in Edwards and Lambert, you probably need to keep some of them. And we're not sure about Jack Riewoldt, whether or not he's going
to
take the money.
Year. I think he's the one who deserves it.
To watch the last quarter on Friday night and then say, no, that's it, Jack. Yeah, that would be ridiculous.
But the one is, I mean, Dusty's we have to, all Robbo keeps telling me he's not going here, which is great, but he has to turn up in January. If he's committed, the whole thing lifts. We all know that.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't, we all know why. He's had injuries, personal. If Dusty can turn up and go, all right, I'm in, I think he needs to be motivated to think they can win another one. That's my read on him.
And Dusty's 32 next year, but he's been very durable over his whole career. And it's just this year there's been some issues, but.
The kidney last year, which isn't exactly a recurring injury. So
no, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
If he's invested, they're legit again. But that's a big if.
So do they play finals next year? Is that the expectation? They should play finals
next year. They should,
Oh, they could contend if they get those two GWS guys.
Absolutely. Oh, yep.
It could have been very... I'm big on them. I think that so many close losses this year, they split those games. I mean, they didn't win any. They drew against Fremantle and they lost five.
Yeah.
They split them. They're in the top four. They're alive this week.
Yeah.
No, I'm happy with them.
What about the red, white, blue?
Well, on paper... You know, Aaron Norton I love, even though he was horrible. Sam Darcy looks like the second coming of, mentioned anyone. Royce
Jesus
Hart.
Christ. Dimmer.
And Jamara had a good year. So you'd think that's all set. Rory Lobb, the defence. Okay, let's look at the defence. Keith got exposed, played VFL. Ryan Gardner's not the answer. That needs something.
Tim O'Brien did not work.
No. Did not work. So what do you do there?
Liam Jones. Is the one that will come in.
Wow,
that's clearly a question mark. 12 months out of the game, 32.
So, I mean, we all know Bevo needs help off the field. On the field, the midfield, you lose Dunkley. You can probably live with that, but they need another injection of young goodness somewhere. I don't know where that is.
So Bevo's in his ninth season next year out of contract. How much pressure is he under, Scotty?
Oh, I said he's coach for life after he did something that Sam and I didn't think we'd see ever in our lifetime in 2016. He, unfortunately, we lost Hanson and King. I think Hanson was late shock last year. Got caught on the hop. He's got, the people around him aren't good enough. The players know that. He needs to acknowledge that and... or Chris Grant or the CEO, someone needs to go, right, this is how we're going. Because the players, they feel it. If the support's not there for the coach, if they get that right, look, the midfield there, Bont still in his prime. I mean, Bailey Smith had interrupted. There are reasons why they can still be good, but the defence, and you know this more than me, like the midfield defending was also bad. Like everything fell apart, didn't the system was exposed.
And that's coaching?
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. I think that it's a critical 2 years for them. They need to win another premiership while Bontz and Paoli and McRae are in their prime.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's going to be a wasted opportunity.
So how, like Liam Jones, yeah, you're right. I mean, what he showed at Carlton, yeah, he'll tick a few boxes. Is Darcy sent off back for a while till he then throwing forward? Or you can't have him, Jamara and Norton the whole time up there, can
and
you?
And Lobb. I mean,
what are we doing with Lobb? So, why are we getting Lobb?
Apologies if I'm repeating, but we discussed this all. Yeah, you said we as the Bulldogs. I said we as in the podcast. But we discussed this last week. I know you two gentlemen weren't here, but Rory Lobb only makes sense to me if the plan is to play Norton back. And if that's the plan, I love it. But if the plan is to keep Norton forward and bring Lobb in, I can't understand it.
Not if you've got Darcy and Jamara there. Bruce, he's gone. God love him. He's a great servant. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to stack your forward line with similar... Like, Lobb's had a good year. I think he's... But why we have to spend how much?
That's a good question. I'd be guessing at the moment, but he's not going to be cheap.
Did Darcy sort of showing that much change their minds a little bit?
Well, that's... I mean, they probably... Darcy came in and had a six-month injury. So he's basically been fit for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And they probably didn't anticipate how good he would be immediately.
So do you readdress it? What about Dunkley? I mean, he's just unfortunate. I mean, I love him. His stats, he's carried half the midfield.
An amazing human being to not get the trade 2 years ago and then to his attitude the last 2 years to be held to his contract, I think is impeccable.
Girlfriend plays netball in Adelaide. Yeah, there's a lot of boxes.
Yeah, and I think culturally he'll be a big loss because I think in terms of the people you want in your footy club, he'd be he'd be absolutely first pick. So, and that's part of the reason why they drafted him.
What do the Dogs get in return? It's a trade, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a trade. He's not a free agent.
First rounder? Can we get a sneaky... Wait, Dogs get a sneaky... Or a second rounder?
No, he's comfortably first. I mean, they wouldn't do him 2 years ago because they asked for two first rounders.
Oh, okay.
Now he's out of contract. You lose a little bit of pull. Well, easily a first rounder.
Okay. Here we go.
He's the perfect human.
Yeah, I'm with Sam Cow. I think it's a big summer. And the coach is right at the forefront of that.
Last question on the Dogs. What's the pass mark next year?
I have to play finals, and I'm with you. I mean, clock's ticking. If they get it right, I mean, yeah, if Libba had a played and Fife had a play, yeah, who knows? It might have. I think they're still in the window. I know that sounds biased, but I'm with you. If they get it right while these guys are in their prime, they can get it done.
Yeah. Well, they should be winning finals next year, that not just making them like they scraped in this year.
Yeah, they were lucky to be there this year. They probably didn't deserve to. They got found out. They need to finish top four for the first time on a Luke Beveridge next year. That should be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have a deeper look at the player movement market. Welcome back to the Super Footy Podcast. Now, the off season is among us for how many clubs? 12. Is that right?
Yep.
There's 18 competition.
Six left.
10,
yeah.
Yes.
Off to a beautiful start here. Now, we've talked Tigers with Tirano and Hopper, but there are some other big names on the move. Let's start with Carlton. The fans are furious. Liam Stocker delisted, the man they traded out a future first-round pick for in the Super Draft in 2018 to get a player. I think Sauce said he had ranked fifth or sixth in that draft. This is the one with Rankin and... was it? Who else was there? Cav King and King and Rosie. Yeah, this is the man Sauce had right up there with these guys, and he's gone.
Yeah,
sadly, that's why Sauce is no longer in charge of recruiting. I remember that because it was the first year they were trying to get fancy and get like the US and do. It was almost like it was a setup. Come on, someone's got to do something. All right, Sauce has, you know, made this bizarre trade,
and he was defensive on trade night.
Oh yeah, he's been defensive ever since. Look. To be delisted, he showed a little bit that I saw him. Someone mentioned he hasn't got a good tank. Is that one of the excuses getting run around?
Yeah, I mean, to play midfield, he probably doesn't have that endurance.
So he's basically a back pocket.
Hmm. That's where he reinvented himself, didn't he? But yeah,
that last year under Teague. The fans aren't happy, and today they've announced that Jordan Boyd and Lachie O'Brien have got two more years. I was surprised that O'Brien got two. Mm. I don't think anyone was really crying out for him. I think he absolutely deserved another go.
Yeah.
He's had a better year, hasn't he? Yeah.
The second year surprised me. And the Herald Sun's reporting now that Ed Curnow has also re-signed. So that one wasn't announced
Ed
by
who?
The Blues.
I thought he was no longer playing.
Yeah, the brother of Charlie didn't feature for Michael Voss this year. Just did two VFL games, or one and a quarter, if you want to be really specific. But he is set to go around again, but there's no room for the likes of Liam Stocker.
I think that's the classic younger brother signs massive deal, by the way, in clause 53A. Ed's going around again. Oh, yeah, no worries. Yeah, we'll pay him a couple hundred. Yeah, we'll get him in.
Charlie Curnow is re-signed till 2029.
Yeah, that's a surprise. I mean, Stocker, I don't know. Kev.
I mean, it looks like they're going to get Blake Akers from Fremantle.
He's become a better player.
I'm
surprised Freo are lowballing him. Why would they do that?
Well, I think it's to get Luke Jackson in the door, probably.
Because he's big body who's worked in that no-name midfield, supported the bigger names, played on a wing, played in the... I'm shocked. And they really lowballed him. What, like 300K or something?
So he's going to get about 3 years and $1 million over the 3 years at Carlton, I think. But I don't think Fisher Mackesy is going to be at the Blues. I reckon they've gone cold on him. I think Nick Austin's been at a couple of his sample games recently, and they certainly were keeping tabs, but that one's probably unlikely to materialise.
He can't get a game with the Crows. That's a worry.
Hey, Kev, what about Tom Mitchell? Brownlow medalist. Nathan Buckley didn't care if he got 50 touches against him. Now, it doesn't seem that Hawthorn really cares if he's there next year. That might be a little bit tough, but I think he's...
Well, they're rebuilding, aren't they, the Hawks under Sam Mitchell? But, does he land with Clarko?
Selling,
North,
going to North.
North would be happy to have him.
Well, North need all the help they can get. That's a good call. I was trying to think of clubs. But would you want to leave Hawthorn to go to a bottom side? I mean, who's a contender?
Is Hawthorn playing finals next year? Are they winning it next year?
Well, they're ahead of North, you think. Even though Clarko is a genius.
North might shoot past.
Oh, straight away.
Not straight away. But I reckon it's possible that in a couple of years, given the... Some of the kids, I think North's probably got more young talent. I think we're not sure on their potential yet.
Is Thomas showing up? Has Clarko got to him and make sure he's back on?
You'd want to stagger him.
He was as off the rails as anyone's been off the rails.
He looked every bit of a star in the making 12 months ago.
Well, I think the Chief might have got him in his top 50.
Did he really?
I think the Chief needs to... He might have got conned on that one. But look, Mitchell, what about the contenders? Where could you go?
I mean, I thought maybe a couple of months ago, maybe Richmond, but clearly no way now with Taranto and Hopper.
No, so that's gone. Yeah, I mean, everyone goes to Essendon, but Essendon have got slow midfielders. They don't need slow ball getters, do they?
And they've got, I mean, Mitchell's 181, 182 centimetres. Essendon's got a lot of that.
They need
a point of difference. Yeah.
Maybe North. I mean, Clarko's going to get, you watch, there'll be 10 experienced players he's plucked from all over the place just to prop them up.
Yeah. Names?
Oh, well, who were they talking about?
Brad Hill.
That's interesting. Brad Hill.
Ben Long,
yeah, well, Indigenous boys, bit of vigour, yeah. I mean, get Mitchell, and then he'll get five others that we don't even think of yet, who are just, you know, Blake Akers, not that he's going there, those types, who will play well for Clarko for 12, maybe 2 years, while, LCD or whatever his name is, all those...
LDU.
All those geniuses are good players, like you said, get going. Yeah. Well, Clarko will bring him in.
He was supposedly making the phone calls to uncontracted players 6 months ago, wasn't he? So.
Well, I think... You watch. He'll make some rookies too. There'll be 40-year-old rookies that rot. They're getting paid $1.50.
Now, Will Hogan, our learned person who's put together our rundown, has which team is the biggest player in trade period? I think that's a no-brainer, and it's your Tigers. Is that a fair call?
Well, if they're going to get those two.
If they get those two in.
What about your mates at Essendon who huff and puff a lot? Are they going to huff and puff? There's war chests.
$3 million to splash around. Yeah.
What's going to happen there? Well, they still haven't got a coach, have they?
No, they don't. Nor a CEO. I think they missed out on a few of the Bombers. I think they had a go at Ben King early. No. They had a go at Isaac Rankin. No. And there might be another name in there as well that they've missed out on. So, yeah, I'm not sure who they're going to get, but they've certainly got cash if someone wants to come.
I think
across.
It'd be Richmond, North.
Collingwood's the other one, Dan McStay, Brad Hill.
Collingwood's massive.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fascinated by Collingwood.
Why are they so desperate to get rid of Brodie Grundy?
I think it's pure salary cap. They want it.
But poor old Bro, it's like it's his fault that he signed the contract they gave him 2 years ago that said $1 million and gazillion. It's not his fault. You gave it to me. And now it's like, oh, we have to run you out of town because you signed that contract.
Happened to Adam Treloar as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. Mm. That's just, wowee.
I just think that there
are... Where's he go then? Melbourne. He's going to go to Melbourne.
Again, it seems like that will happen. And, like, I was surprised when Melbourne brought in Braden Pruce a handful of years ago.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Because it's like, well, how can he have been gone? And they couldn't. Now it's Gorn and Grundy.
But that's not going to work.
They're
like...
not ruck forwards. These are two ruckmen.
Yes. Gorn and Jackson work because the kid can play a bit forward and they found a mojo. Grundy comes in and plays 40% in the ruck. Are you kidding me?
Gorn showed he can play forward a little bit, but Grundy's not as much of a forward as Gorn is.
I'm not sure Gorn has showed he can play forward.
No,
well, there was
he's
a final
kicked a
last
lot of
year.
Goals when he's playing as a ruckman, though.
Yeah.
Six in the prelim, but probably a couple of them were bursting out of the centre.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be wary on that. But good luck, Melbourne.
So the Pies, so McStay again, it seems like it's just been that
Well, he's another ruckman now. He's
Wow. And then, you know, obviously DeGoey and they're into Bobby Hill and Billy Frampton and...
Billy Frampton?
Yes.
Billy Frampton.
What are your favourite eight things about Billy Frampton, Scott?
He's an interesting, mediocre player. Why is Billy Frampton coming to his eighth club at Collingwood for?
Cav?
I'm not sure. I can't answer that, Scotty.
Oh, my Lord.
the Pies are going nicely. So
Billy Frampton.
Luckily for Collingwood fans, this is a conversation they can pick up in one, two, or maybe 3 weeks. But they've got some finals to play. And on that note,
oh, you've shocked me.
We might look forward to Friday night at the MCG. Thank you for joining the Herald Sun Footy Podcast.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.